Sometimes you just got to tip your hat. And that's what the Padres did. Mike Schilt post-game saying that about Nathan Eovaldi. Padres fell behind. Dylan Cease did not pitch well. He was coming off a good outing, 7 innings, 1 hit. He has not thrown it well since the middle of May. We'll get into that. Padres lifeless, really, in Arlington. They had 2 hits off an off day. Always a concern playing well off an off day. They've lost 2 straight for the first time in 2 weeks. So this is a Monday night edition of the wrap-up show as the Padres lose in Arlington. Still over 500, still a chance to win the series. We'll see what they do on Tuesday and then on July 4th on Wednesday with the day game. But John and Jim with you here on the wrap-up show. So please make your way in. I think we're about 45 subscribers away from 6,500. We'll see how many people are here tonight because it wasn't a thrilling game. So hopefully people will make their way in. Please let people know we're doing this right now live with the wrap-up show, a 7-0 shutout win for the Texas Rangers. Subscribe, smash the like button, follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We'll get to all the super chats here tonight. Great way to support the channel and our work. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box. If you want to become a member, you'll get emojis and badges, custom emojis and badges. You can click the join button down below. We watched this game in studio. By the time we left the studio, the game was essentially over. Padres never threatened. There was no, my gosh, defensive moment for San Diego, but in the end, a 7-0 loss in Arlington against a Rangers team that's really been scuffling, has had very little power this year, and man, they had some power here tonight with the doubles and the home runs.
Boring. This was sure. A classic case of what I feared and talked about today on John and Jim. I'm not going to fully blame it on this, but I'm going to use it as an excuse, or not an excuse, but just like a reason. And when you play a day game in Boston, followed by an off day, followed by a night game, it's a long time in baseball terms. Like in the baseball world, it's a long time.
Feels like forever, yeah.
Feels like forever since Sunday afternoon. Nathan Eovaldi's a really good pitcher. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that Nathan Eovaldi sucks.
He's had a good year.
He's had a really good season. But 2 hits? You had one hit off him. I mean, some of these at bats weren't.
What was it? Bryce Johnson, a single maybe in the third inning with 2 outs?
I mean, these weren't even competitive at bats at all. You don't get too upset about the loss because they have played so well. But now it's starting to creep in the back of your mind like, oh my God, here we go again. Of like,
does your audio sound like that? Is that my computer? Let me know if Jim's audio sounds weird. Put it in the chat.
Huh? What?
Does Jim sound weird? Yes or no? Put it in the chat.
The F, dude.
Sounds I mean, fine you sound like end. You sound like Dylan Cease was pitching, like the pitching equivalent of. Oh, he's fine. Okay. Yes, it does. Like, yes, it does sound good. Jim is lagging. Yeah, don't bring me back to the garage days. I don't need the nightmare. I don't need the garage days. We got freaking nice cameras. We got nice microphones. We have nice homes. We're both married. We have dogs. Mine's dead. Yours is alive. So.
We don't need
microphone gate.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, we can hear you. It's just getting a little weird.
Okay. Let's try this one more time.
You're fine now.
Let's try this one more time.
Yeah.
At bats weren't competitive tonight. When you have 2 hits, it just screams like you're either lagging or like I was or something. Something's up. I don't know. But you also do think now, all right, Sunday's game, you scored 1 run. Tonight, you had 2 hits. Mm-hmm. All right. Are we about to do this again? Are we really about to do this again, guys? And but what I mean by that is, are you now going to lose 5 of your next 6 games? You know?
No, but sometimes like you got to pay up. Like when you're playing without, like at some point maybe it catches up to you. Fernando Tatis Jr., Xander Bogaerts. I mean, Luis Arraez, you know, I don't have the numbers in front of me. Maybe someone can look it up. You know, he's been something like a 200 hitter over his last 50 at bats. So like some of the stuff that, again, there's a lot of good trends. Jackson Merrill's obviously had a terrific run. Jerks and Profar's had a terrific season. Manny Machado had been really good. He was 0-for-3 in this game. Like, some of this was maybe just kind of due. Again, Arise hasn't hit it well. Profar is due for an 0-for, he had one. Machado was due for an 0-for, he had one. You know, Merrill's kind of due for an 0-for, he had one, right? Like, Higashioka, is he really going to hit a home run every single time they play? This is one of those, like, you know, regress to the mean type games. Maybe now you could say Sunday, maybe it was maybe that game, but they had it again here. Here's the thing. And you're the same way. I'm listening to what you're saying. They're 46-43. They're 9-3 in their last 12, even with consecutive losses. Mm-hmm. I can't go too in here. I want to see them win this series, and that story can change tomorrow, depending on whether they win or lose. But I can't overly critique it, I don't think, at least offensively as of yet. I'll critique Dylan Cease all we want. He hasn't been good. But I can't be overly critical, I think, of this performance against Nathan Eovaldi tonight. I mean, maybe I should, maybe that's too soft, but I don't know. I feel like they've still played well, so I'll give them consecutive losses and move on.
No one had more than four at bats tonight. They went to the plate. They went to the plate 29 times, John. That's
so it's just okay. Two hits, no other base runners.
That's two over the limit.
Like, two total bases. They did not. Okay. They did have a runner at second. They were 0-for-1 with men in scoring position. That was a stolen base from Kim. That's right.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Really bad game. It was a really bad game.
They had a really good. Let's talk about the defensive play, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Did you see it?
I'll never forget.
The ball hit up the middle. It's fielded.
That was a plant, dude.
It was actually a really good play. It was a pretty damn good play. We were watching it in studio.
Like, oh, shit.
It was a freaking good play. But, you know, I don't know what the deal is with Cease and allowing home runs, because, like, he's the opposite of allergic to allowing home runs. So he allows a couple of home runs to, who was it, Nathaniel Lowe?
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed doubles everywhere. I mean, the Rangers are a really low slug team. And they had, I don't, can't even count how many doubles they had in this game. 6-7 doubles and a pair of home runs. A lot of it against Dylan Cease, who didn't make it out of the fourth inning here tonight. Now, again, he's coming off a good outing, Jim, and, you know, we gave him credit for that. But on the whole, you tweeted it out. Maybe you could talk about what that graphic said. He's been flat out bad for 6-plus weeks, basically, going back to the middle of May.
Just a little rough patch, John. Nothing to really worry about. Since May 14th, Dylan Cease, his ERA is 6.06. That is second worst in all of baseball.
Okay.
His whip is 1.46, fifth worst in all of baseball. Okay. And here's what really kills you. Extra base hits allowed, 24, most in all of baseball.
Wow.
What happened to this guy? I mean, for the first month and a half of the season, he was Cy Young. And you're like, let's go. And he just completely fell off a cliff. You know, this game had nothing to do with, like, injuries, I feel like. This game had to do with Dylan Cease just wasn't good.
But it's twofold, because you're 1,000% right. You can't have two hits in a game and think you're going to. I mean, even if.
I know. I get it. I know. You can't.
Let's say he goes 6 innings, 2 runs, strikes out 10, you know, allowed 1 solo home run and another soft run. That's a good outing. And again, that's a different world. Maybe the game looks different if he does that. Maybe if it's a 2-run game, you threaten at some point, or a 1-run game, maybe they would have threatened at some point. The game feels and looks a little different. But this was like in football when it's like bad offense, defense, and special teams. You didn't have good pitching. Yeah. You didn't have good offense. Your defense was actually good.
Your special teams is really good in
this game. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I want, you know, that's kind of the takeaway for me. Let me get to a couple of these supers that are rolling in. First of all, Carson, thank you. Appreciate you guys. If you're here, subscribe. Year on content for Padres fans. If you're here, thank you for the supers. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. He says, Preller is an A evaluator, D trader. Kill me. That's a little aggressive based on. So we're talking about the Cease trade. I mean, I'm seeing the reaction. I'm looking at what people are responding to, like Ben Fadden talking Friars on social media. Like, he was, you know, raked over the coals on this trade, and look at what they gave up. And this guy's got a 5 career ERA other than 2022. I'm like, okay, let's relax for a second. I mean, he's had it still a decent enough year. Again, the trend lines haven't been good, but like the whole book hasn't been written even on 2024, and he hasn't even pitched in 2025. So I don't think it's time to just quit on Dylan Cease. Like, I think that's probably a little aggressive based on even some of his poor numbers here recently.
He's pitching like a fifth starter, and they traded prospects to, you know, like you're an ace. Like you don't. It's fine if you traded him for nothing. And you're like, okay, well, we kind of this is what we expect. I mean, you traded a good amount of prospects. Drew Thorpe, top 10 prospect in the organization, huge prospect in all of baseball. And he's already made it to the big league level and with the White Sox. I have no idea what he's doing, but I know he's in the bigs. And you expected this guy to be not a full-on replacement for Blake Snell, but you needed innings. And you needed a guy that could give you a little bit of what Blake Snell gave you last year, which was like really good starting pitching.
Yeah.
And like, you're just not getting it from him right now. This has nothing to do with the injuries to the pitching staff. This has everything to do with Dylan Cease just not being good. And frankly, it's pretty easy to see when he's off. I mean, that 2-run homer in the first inning, you're like, I don't know. I don't know about this one.
And to your point, like, let's be fair. I mean, Blake Snell's been a complete disaster in 2024, but the other side of that equation is he was damn good in 2023. And Dylan Cease's 2024 is nothing like Blake Snell's 2023. It looked good for 4, 6, 7 starts to start the year, and that was encouraging and led you to believe it was possible. But he's not trending anywhere near a Cy Young season like Blake Snell had a year ago. Jonathan, what are you doing? You don't need to contribute with supers.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Shouldn't you be like sleeping or like preparing for your show? He's been preparing, I know that. Jonathan has been working the midday shift on San Diego Sports 760. I don't know why you're contributing. I think this was a super sticker on YouTube. He's followed up by saying, and thank you, man, seriously, you don't need to do that.
I'll buy a candy
bar. This is the Ross Tonight Show. Drove me to this. That says it all. Drove you to what, the wrap-up show or to contributing with a super chat to let people know?
Because you want to what? Either A, fall asleep to our voices, or B, potentially rage? Tonight's not a rage show. It's not.
It can't be a rage show. Like, again, you got to have like, we rage. Over the years, we've raged. How can you rage tonight? Seven. It's like a blah game. They've had a handful or more. Most teams do. I don't know. I don't think we can rage. And thanks, Jonathan, man. I don't think it's a rage night. I really don't. I don't know what there'd be to rage about. Cease is a problem right now. He's got to get right because that's important for them in the second half. I mean, the Musgrove and Darvish thing is hanging over this team. The last thing you need is Dylan Cease being a bottom five pitcher in baseball, like Jim just told you he's been since May 14th. So like, Waldron, great. That's encouraging. Michael King, great. That's very encouraging. But, you know, you got Adam Major throwing tomorrow. You're going to be a dog again, you know, tomorrow in Texas. I don't know who they're throwing, but you're probably going to be a dog with Adam Major on the mound. But, yeah, Dylan Cease has to pitch better. I think a lot of this is as simple as that.
Pretty much. And you're right. Even if he does go 6 innings tonight, no runs, guess what? Padres didn't score any runs tonight, and they had 2 hits. Manny Machado 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. Everybody in the lineup, no one got more than 3 at-bats. It was a clinic by the Rangers and Nathan Eovaldi tonight. How quick was that game, by the way? I don't. It felt quick to me. Quick-ish.
The length of game was 220.
Okay. Yeah, that felt
that's quick.
That's pretty quick.
When a team has 2 hits.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, that just the whole thing was boring. Now, I will say this. I will. I'm not going to say excuse tonight. But I will not make today or tonight a big deal if you go out tomorrow and you win like 7-2. Because then tonight will feel like an off, like a one-off. And it'll be like, okay. But you go out tomorrow and you put up the same type of offensive performance, then we're
that is
really
a little bit of a concern. That's 3 straight games of no offense.
Then we're talking, like I said, are we really going to be doing this again? I thought we turned this corner. I thought we stopped doing this. I thought this team said, all right, we're going to play more consistent baseball. Yeah, we're going to lose games like tonight. Those are going to happen. We'll probably have another losing streak. But at the same time, you want that like eventual like losing streak that you will have the rest, like some at some point in the season, not to continuously happen right after you start playing your best baseball of the season. Like you want to get a cushion here. we thought, hey, 6-7 games over 500 at the break is kind of in reach. Like, it's not something that would be crazy to think about. And now I'm like, are you guys really just, hey, we're too far away from 500. We need to get back to 500. Like, don't do that. Do not do that.
No, I completely agree with you. You know, it's interesting. I look at the standing as I say, you know, they've won 9 of 12 and they're 3 games over 500, and that's good. And then you realize they're a game up on a playoff spot. Now, there's been a little bit of separation in the National League where you have the Mets and these 3 other teams that are over 500. And then you have teams like the Giants and there's others that are a couple of games under 500. So it's not crazy separation. Any team like San Francisco, you know, whomever, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Washington, they've struggled. But, you know, any of these teams could conceivably make a run. It's not too late to do that. But all the goodwill that the Padres did, and there was a lot. I mean, 9-1 was good. And now they're 0-2 in the last 2 games. They didn't really build a buffer. You know, they're quote-unquote buffer right now as a game, which, again, I got no problem with. I don't feel like the season's on the line if they're a game out or a game up. It just goes to prove that they haven't done anything. You know, you hate to say it that way, but it's true. I mean, 46-43 in most years in baseball, it isn't anything to write home about. This year in the National League, it's fair and it's fine, and they've put themselves in fine position. But they've done nothing. They've played 89 games, and they have 73 to play. The point is this, even with all their good play, Jim, they got real work to do in those 73 games. I mean, this isn't just cruise control it, 37-36, and you're cakewalking into the postseason. Maybe they get lucky. Maybe that happens, and that's enough because this league sucks. But maybe not, and the Mets play really well, and one of those teams behind them takes off, and someone else goes 9-1 over a 10-game stretch. So I guess I think that's fair, right? There's real work to do, even though they've done a little bit of work here.
Oh, for sure. It's just that the work won't feel as daunting if you continue to play good baseball until the break, or just – whatever the case may be, because you fuck this up. I'm talking about this next until the All-Star break. Like, if you go to the All-Star break and you're 500, you will have wasted an opportunity to capitalize on playing really good baseball. Mm-hmm. And you'll have, and you will then be looking back and being like, well, let that one go, you know, let that one get away from us. And what I mean by that is, you got to get some distance here and you got to give yourself a little bit of, you know, wiggle room. Because if you don't, every game in August and September is going to be the end of the world or the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. And we're not there yet because they've lost the last 2 games. We're not like, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And when they've been winning, we're not like, the season's been, is over. I mean, when they went 9-1 over 10, we didn't say that they're in the postseason. We didn't say that. We just said it's very encouraging. And if they do this for another 2 weeks, they'll play their way potentially into that conversation. Yeah. Vicious Pac-Man, thank you for the super. He says, sorry about your dog. I had no idea. Stand by. I'm not bringing like his body. Hold on.
Jeez.
I think I've shared that before. I have, what's it called?
His urn.
His ashes, but hold on.
His ashes?
I'm not sharing his ashes. Don't worry.
Yeah, dude. What are we doing?
But it's not, I have this little placard that actually lights up, but I took it. This is Sully.
Aww.
2000, what was that? 2011 to 2023. It's a cute dog.
Does Kristen like...
Yeah, she's upset about it. Yeah, she knows. I mean, I've been able to hide it from her. Like she gets it. But it was a good dog, man. Spaniel. He was her dog. Like, you know how sometimes, especially Spaniels, they kind of take a liking to one of the owners.
Right.
He kind of was like, whatever to me. But he was obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I know.
You don't. Yeah. It's going to be a shit show. Just I'm.
Well, it always is. It's a problem with the animals. They're the best until they're gone.
I know.
So, Sully. I mean, he didn't just pass away, by the way. I mean, it's been, I don't know how long now.
But a couple months, right?
Yeah, it was 2023. And the annoying thing is we had all of his teeth removed, and that wasn't cheap. And then I was paying for his teeth 6 months, for every month for 6 months after he was gone. Not ideal.
No, not ideal. No.
But anyway, on that note,
Yeah, Mark Nimitz.
Now, Mark doesn't do pet insurance, I don't
know.
No. But he does do insurance. In fact, I've got homeowners life insurance. I didn't have life insurance on Sully. And earthquake insurance. So if you have insurance needs, get in contact with Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. He can save you a lot of money. Also, he can save you a lot of time. He's a great insurance agent. Seriously, it's not just about the money that he saved my family. It's the time. And I've told the story here recently. I emailed him. He was on a plane to Hawaii. He emailed me immediately back. He texted us recently because there was a fire in Delmar Heights. He texted me immediately to see if we needed anything. Like, he's that type of insurance agent. Like, you're not getting that. Like, he's got great service and communication. He loves this channel. He loves our viewers. He loves the Padres. He's a native San Diegan. I mean, he's just a great insurance agent. He's a friend of ours, and he's just a really good, you know, he just prides himself on service and communication. So auto, home, renter's life, earthquake, click the link in the description down below. You can get all the information you need from Mark, because he's going to save you money and he's going to save you time. So if you support this channel, he's been with us for 3 years on YouTube, which is incredible. He's been with us for 3 years on YouTube. I don't know if we ever get this channel off the ground without Mark, and he's been with us each and every month for the last 3 years. So if you support our channel, get in contact with Mark Nimitz. He'll save you money on insurance. He'll talk to you about the Padres and whatever you need. Mark's going to be there for you.
Yep. All his information is on the ticker below, mnimitz@farmersagent.com. When you reach out to Mark, let him know that John and Jim from the Wrap-Up Show sent you.
All right. So back to the conversation as the Padres again are shut out in Arlington. If you're here, please subscribe. You're on content for Padres fans. We're trying to get to 6,500 subscribers. With your help, smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. And thank you for the super chats. We'll get to all of them. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box. We had today, I'm trying to think about some of the Tim Haggerty, voice of the Chihuahuas, on the show. He's, you know, with the Padres AAA team. And then we had Scott Miller on the show as well, talking about the trade deadline, Tatis's injury, his injury history, from the New York Times. I think some of the takeaways here are like, you know, Preller's going to be active, right? I mean, he has been previously. There's no reason to think he's not going to be again. And I think the other factors to consider are you got real starting pitching injuries. Like, I don't know how else to put it. They've played very good baseball despite it. But, like, the Darvish and Musgrove thing are unresolved. And Dylan Cease isn't throwing it well. And I don't know what the answer is. What's the answer? Stretching out Johnny Brito? That's ridiculous. Well, what is it? Randy Vasquez, maybe. He's throwing the ball decently. Is it Adam Mazur? Maybe. I'm not overly confident that that's going to be the case. So, like, that's what they should be thinking about, in my opinion. Yeah, they haven't scored the last two games, Jim, but, like, two-fifths of the rotation isn't active in Musgrove and Darvish. Like, you're not going to be able to deal with that for the next 3 months. I don't care how many off days they have.
Here's a guarantee that I can make right now. They're thinking about it.
Okay, good.
don't worry, everybody.
I mean, we're okay. Four weeks from today, like, this went from it's a long way. Four weeks from today is over. That's it. 4 weeks.
I guarantee you. I guarantee you. AJ Preller's thought about it, and I'll take it one step further. They've also talked about it.
You think they've talked about the trade deadline?
Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have sources inside?
I'm just telling you, they've talked about it.
Wow.
They've talked about pitchers. They've talked about
hitters?
Hitters.
Have they talked about relievers?
They've talked about relievers. And you know what also they've talked about? Get this ready. Who should they trade for those?
Yeah, they've talked about players in their system that they would
they've
talked about who they'd give up.
Yeah. Yeah, they've also talked about that. Probably more of that than talking to teams about players.
It's incredible.
I know. It really is incredible.
This organization's dialed in.
They're on top of it, John. There is no doubt that they are on top of it all at this very moment.
Okay. Then I feel better about it. We could have the Tatis. I mean, we've already had the Tatis conversation probably here, but the more you think about it, the more concerning it is that this 25-year-old has had all these stress fractures throughout his body.
I mean, it's also
has another long stint on the IL with no assurance of when he's coming off.
Yeah, and it sucks. It's a bummer. And, you know, he's been on the IL for what, a little over a week now?
Yeah, it was a week ago Monday. It's only been 8 days.
You know, It's the same thing with Xander. It's the same thing with anybody that frankly goes in the IL. It's Joe Musgrove. It's everybody. Like, after a certain period of time, you can't sit and worry about it. Like, you just got to move forward. Because if you sit there and worry about it, you're not going to be able to concentrate on the goal at hand.
Right.
So, like, you got to just go forward. And that's this discussion for us, I guess, right? Like, okay, injury prone. He's a guy that has multiple big time injuries. We don't know if he's going to ever have a full season where he's fully healthy. The stress reaction, stress fracture, those are words you never want to hear at all. And whenever he gets back, he gets back. But until then, it's like, you hope this team can overcome that. And you don't hope, you hope that Bryce Johnson in right field doesn't turn into a complete liability, even though he kind of is a liability, but you just hope it doesn't hurt your team from winning games.
Well, he broke up that big no-no in the third inning today with that hard hit single. So I'm almost taking him over at this point. It's true. I mean, it's exposing to play, and it's not Bryce Johnson's fault. Like, it's not Bronny's fault that the Lakers drafted him, but Bryce Johnson happens to be replacing Fernando Tatis Jr. If it's for 3 days, who cares? But if it's for 30 games, it becomes exposing. Back to the Super Chats and the conversation. Thanks, guys. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box. We do appreciate, we seriously do appreciate your support of the channel. JD's third thank you says, on bright side, Dodgers walk off Diamondbacks. Now, you'd be saying, is that a bright side thing? It's actually a fair point. JD's third saying, no wild card gain. I mean, let's be honest. It's not, we all feel the same way. They're not winning the division. I'm talking about the Padres. So let's just move on. And we have. I don't see everyone in the chat every night like, we're winning the division. So to be fair, it's not like Padres fans every day are saying they're winning the division. The truth is, be more concerned about teams behind you than in front of you. That's just the truth. That's what matters. So, and again, there's a lot of baseball to be played, but I have no problem with this. I kind of agree. Dodgers walking off the Diamondbacks, I got no problem with it at all. In the regular season, run it back saying thank you. D-backs pitched to Freeman with two outs. Man on second, I'm actually looking at it. It was two outs, bases empty, bottom nine, Jim. So Luck strikes out, Otani strikes out, Freeman doubles, and then Teoscar Hernandez wins it with a single. So, I mean, I guess you could put Hernandez on with Freeman at second. I don't know who's batting behind him. I really don't care either. So whatever. LA wins at Dodger Stadium. They, you know, they've been humming along, not at some ridiculous clip. We've talked about this recently, but they are 8.5 games better than the Padres. That to me is hook, line, and sinker done. I hope I'm wrong, but I think it's done. Talon, thank you. Let's try politics out of the Supers, even though you've done this a couple of times. Padres are going to be a 500-ish team. Well, they kind of are a 500-ish team. They're better than it. They got a 517 winning percentage. That's fair. But that's not shocking if they were, Jim, a 500-ish team, since they always are a 500-ish team.
Would you say right now they have to I don't have to do anything, but how disappointed would you be if at the All-Star break they're 500 or worse?
It'd be a big setback. Yeah, it would be really disappointing. I mean, so you have 10 games, two here, and then eight at home. Mm-hmm. So in your last 10, then, Jim, what you're saying is 4-6 is one over. You're basically saying 4-6 are worse. One over, I'm not going to go crazy and sound every alarm, is my guess, but that seems like they're not capitalizing because you got all those home games. So no, I wouldn't be happy. I think if they're not better than one over, I'd be like, man, they left some meat on the bone.
They can't be 500. I remember they had 11 games remaining and they were at 500. Or no, I forget. No, anyway,
here's the thing: they're three games over. If they go 4-6, they're one over.
Right. There's no
3-7. They're one under.
Yeah. There's no scenario where they go 500.
None.
So I think one over 500, I mean, it's not like the greatest thing in the world, just because you kind of felt like they were going to be better than that. You can still work with it, but anything under, I mean, you go under 500 at the break.
Well, that would be bad baseball. 3-7 to close here would be really bad.
Really, really, really bad. And then you start thinking to yourself, holy shit, that road trip to start the second half.
Oh, yeah. That's why, actually, there's your point. They got to go 5-5 or better to close, Jim. That puts them at three games over 500 because they need some wiggle room going into that nine-game trip. And even 5-5 over the last 10, I don't feel like, yay, like purchase your playoff tickets now.
Right.
But you wouldn't feel bad. They'd be in fine position, would be my guess, if they go 5-5 over the next 10 games. Hopefully they play better than that. I think they're capable, based on what we've seen here over the last 2 weeks, of doing better than that, especially at home, where they've been really good recently. Hopefully they play better than that. Now, I do have some good news, and that news is the Padres won the Soto trade, and it's not even close.
Dude.
This guy's 1-6, Jim. When's he going to snap out of it? Will he ever?
Is it too soon to start calling him a bust?
No. No, it's not.
Because I don't know about you, but to me, got that bust quality in him. I
mean, has anyone ever had a 1-6 stretch? Like, that's kind of pathetic.
That's a very pathetic start to your Major League Baseball career.
Man.
I mean, you think AJ Preller's like texting his buddies in the organization and being like, told you.
DFA him, do we want him back?
Yeah, do we set a flyer on like this guy? Like,
I'm this 20-year-old with a 1100 OPS in the minor leagues.
Right, yeah.
Oh, CJ, by the way, he's 1-7, not 1-6.
Worse. Also, CJ Abrams decides that he's just going to get thrown out every single time he gets on base. So,
gosh, that guy's running like a madman on the mat. Like, what are you like, doing, dude?
What's going on here?
Chill. Gosh, you can't make 50 bases, 50 outs of the bases like Ha-Sung Kim.
I know.
Let's get back to the conversation in a moment, but tell our viewers about our marvelous friends. I saw Michael in the chat, who works over at Mova Globes. This is an amazing company. They've got officially licensed globes, including this Padres globe that spins based on magnets inside of it, because there's magnets in the earth, I'm told. I've never been inside the earth.
Magnetic,
but also the core. Artificial light and natural light makes it spin. So it's really an incredible product. Like, look at this thing. This is what it does all day long. There's it comes on a stand, and all day long it spins and spins and spins. It's incredible. It's amazing, like a desk item, something to have to display in your home. My wife thinks it's terrific. My son thinks it's phenomenal. They have all 30 teams, by the way. Maybe you're a Padres fan, but your brother-in-law is a Brewers fan. They got all 30 teams. Click the link in the description down below. Use promo code PWS10 at PWS10 and get 10% off. So you got those. And by the way, this company and this technology was founded in Cardiff by the Sea, right here in North County in San Diego. An incredible, incredible company with so many products beyond just these MLB globes. For example, they have the brand new Corinna Nebula that we've been talking about. And the Corinna Nebula, is it on the screen, Jim?
Yes, John.
It is. It's the Corinna Nebula, but it's like an inside joke because I effed it up when we talked about it like 2 shows ago. But like, just watch these things. Watch this puppy spin. Thing. It's from like the James Webb telescope that Jim's obsessed with. Comes
yes.
With base. Transparent outer shell. There's nothing better than a transparent outer shell. Rotates with any light source, natural or artificial. No batteries. Like, look at that thing forever.
I know.
High resolution satellite images taken from NASA.
It's like a 4K globe, bro.
4K globe. Okay. So, you know, maybe you got a kid that loves like planets and the earth and whatever else is out there. Jim talks about it constantly. There's a lot of stuff out there.
There is.
So if you want that, or if you want the MLB licensed globes, use promo code PWS10. PWS10, you will get 10% off your order at Mova Globes. Isn't that right?
That's right. Man, tonight's game was just so boring. I mean, we waited all this time in baseball terms. It feels like an eternity for, yes, let's go, Vicious Pac-Man.
Look at that. Vicious Pac-Man with a super chat about Sullivan being dead and a globe buyer.
Wow.
That's basically that's hitting for the cycle.
That's better than hitting for the cycle, John. That's hitting for like 2 cycles.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah. But
Michael wants to know which one you bought.
Yes,
which one? Let's just have the conversation here on the wrap.
Yeah, sure. Fine. Yeah. It's fine. What'd you buy?
What were you saying?
I don't know. I was just saying
you were saying it was a boring game.
I was gonna say after Sunday's boring kind of loss, you get to tonight and you're like, cool, Padres baseball back on television. And we did absolutely nothing. We did nothing.
By the way. To your point, okay. Cease's last 10 starts, 11 home runs allowed.
Yeah, it's not good, John.
1.88 home runs per nine innings over that span. None of the other 70 starting pitchers who entered Tuesday with qualifying innings pitched had allowed a higher home run per nine rate than Cease.
Yeah, I know. It's not this team. Tonight's game was horrible. Dylan Cease has been horrible. I thought he was about to turn a corner because his last start was really good. And they actually moved him up. Actually, they didn't move him up. They just put him on regular rest because they had an off day so they could give him an extra start. You think about this, John. You're giving this guy.
Oh, yeah, he's got two more.
Who is one of the worst pitchers in baseball since May 14th.
Yeah.
An extra start until the All-Star break.
What was the alternative here? I don't know what the alternative. Where would they have gone today? Would this have then been Major? Because Major's now got the extra day.
I
don't even know.
Well, you had Dylan Cease pitched on Wednesday?
I can't keep track, dude. I don't know. Who pitched Sunday? Waldron?
So you had Vasquez on Friday. You had Waldron on last Wednesday. No, sorry. Cease last Wednesday. Vasquez, King, Waldron, Cease tonight. So they skipped Major start.
You're right. So they're putting Major tomorrow. So Major doesn't have to make three starts before the All-Star break, just two. Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, if I'm choosing between Major three starts or Cease three starts, I'll take Cease. Yeah, right. He's pitched poorly, but I understand the reasoning.
You're also getting the guy who, and I get it too. You're not like, I mean, Adam Major has also been bad. Like, he's not been good. Luckily, they've won three of his five starts, but he's also, I bet you go back in those games, they've won those games like 7-6, whatever.
Yeah. You know?
They're not winning 2-1. Adam Major's going six shutout. But Dylan Cease has been a problem, and Dylan Cease has got to figure this thing out because they are going to need him. If you don't get good Cease, you're not. I mean, where's the path?
Good point.
You know?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's kind of like as Machado goes. I mean, Cease has got to pitch well. When you have Darvish and Musgrove, who knows? Like, we just don't know. You're asking way too much of everyone else. Like, Dylan Cease is here to provide a good start every fifth or sixth game or whatever it is, every fifth game, every fifth or sixth day. He's got to have a good start. He doesn't have to be perfect, but he's got to be better. He's got to be a lot better than he's been on average. Now, his last start was really good. It was seven innings, one hit.
I know.
Tonight was the exact opposite of that. Talon, thank you again for the super chat. Appreciate you guys. Please subscribe if you are here. Working our way to 6,500 subscribers with your help. Please subscribe if you're here live or on replay. Talon wants to go off topic. Oh, boy. You tad off topic. How can any San Diego resident support Spanos in LA? I like this. This is a new discussion that has not been broached before in San Diego.
The wrap-up show, but also whatever
kill
else.
Kill the Chargers. Pathetic. Where's your pride for your city? Hashtag beat LA. Go Padres 619 for life. I want to hear, Jim, can you give us 60 seconds on this? I'm not even going to do it. We've done it for 8 years. But I respect you like to go off sometimes on this. Do you have any thoughts on this super chat? I am happy to entertain it for 60 seconds.
I think the people that support the Chargers, their mindset is basically fuck the owner, but I still want to root for the team, like the players.
Yeah, it's like if you were born in San Diego, you didn't move them. You're going to find another team. Now I'm going to root for the Niners because my team left. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, my whole mindset is I want everything bad to happen to that franchise because you don't want to see Dean Spanos be celebrating. You don't want to know that Dean Spanos is like,
this was a great decision. I'm so happy.
Right. Enjoying life and happy, even though I'm sure he probably is because he's a millionaire. And
this guy may be a billionaire. Who the hell knows?
Probably a billionaire now. He's a poor billionaire, but you get my point.
Right. A little bit of an oxymoron.
Exactly. But that's what it is. I mean, a lot of people don't like the Chargers, but there's a lot of people that do like the Chargers. But again, the truth is the truth.
Among the 32 teams, they don't have fans, but in the grand scheme of life, obviously the Chargers have fans. But yeah, I don't know who they are. I mean, I'm sure some of them are here right now, truthfully. And I'm sure some of you hate the Chargers, and I'm sure some of you love the Chargers. And I get it. If you're born in San Diego and you rooted for them for 38 years or something, I get it.
This should be our new show motto. Just start talking Chargers football. Fuck it.
Exactly. No, we're not going to do that. We're not.
Screw it. Couldn't hurt.
I mean, we've had the conversation about, like, you know, it's like I always say walking around San Diego. This is a complete aside. Who agrees with me? A lot of you guys here in the chat are San Diegans. Maybe not all of you are in San Diego. Maybe you're a transplant. You're no longer here. Life has taken you elsewhere. But tell me if you agree or disagree with this statement. I never see Chargers gear in San Diego. But I understand that people watch the games.
Yeah, it's football.
Yeah, people watch football. Good point. But I don't see people wear Charger stuff. I almost do a double take sometimes when I see it. I'll see it. I'd be lying if I said I don't see it. But I see, and I'm not lying when I say this, 1,000 times more Padres gear. 1,000 times. And wow. That is not an exaggeration. It could be 2,000 times more Padres gear or 5,000. That's how rare it is for me to see. And again, you'll see it here and there, but it's not something, it's not an everyday occurrence. And I certainly don't see it multiple times a day. That's for sure.
Everybody watches football on Sunday because that's just like what everyone does. You know, if you're a sports fan, you watch football on Sunday. Okay. But at the same time, you're not spending every second of every day being like, what are the Steelers going to do with their secondary? What are the 49ers going to do with Brennan? Like, I mean, national stories, I get it. But at the same time, it's just one of those things. Like, yeah, it's popular. It's the most popular sport in the country. But doesn't just because everyone watches football or just because everyone watches football on Sunday doesn't mean that, like, everybody cares to talk about it all the time, 24/7 in this town.
Let's talk about that for 2 seconds. Now, we have a biased audience because everyone here is truly, like, they're here for our Padres content daily. Like, we created a channel to talk about the Padres. No, but hear me out. Because some of you guys also support us on the radio, right? On San Diego Sports 760. I want honest opinion here for 1 second in the chat. Do we spend too much time covering local? Like, do we spend, if we had a 3-hour show and we spend 90% of those minutes talking about the Padres, for example, in a given day, and we do, if not more sometimes. You know, let's say there's a day where we spend 80% Padres, 20% Aztecs, or 75, 15, and then 10 elsewhere. You know, we'll talk about, I'm making up, Aaron Rodgers' injury or something. Is that, like, would people prefer to get the, hey, here's the Aaron Rodgers story. Here's the big NFL story. Now, again, it's July. It's not September. But, like, is that short-sighted to be talking solely local? Like, we've built our show on talking local. And to us, the Chargers aren't local. They left. So, I mean, is that short-sighted? That's kind of our whole theory was we're not going to just talk about, you know, Justin Herbert because he's in the NFL, because we feel like our listeners are here to talk about San Diego because they're in San Diego. Yes. Thank you. Okay. That's fair.
Eat shit, J-Riff. Just kidding.
What was that about? Bracketology or Chargers?
No, don't worry. Just kidding.
First of all, J-Riff is, and correct me if I'm wrong, can I say this? J-Riff, I don't know if he's still here, and I don't want to speak for him, but he's a Chargers fan because of Justin Herbert, is he not? Because he went to Oregon.
Yeah. Which is totally acceptable. I mean,
is this talking about wrap-up show or John and Jim?
Show is a mix of everything. I love it most when the show goes off the rails. Probably this thing, probably wrap-up show. Because it's much easier to go off the rails here than it is on radio. I feel like...
Correct. Every once in a while we'll go off the rails on radio, but it's harder. You're right.
I feel like on radio, John, if it's about to go off the rails, you do everything in your power to make sure it doesn't go off the rails.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I should be... Someone's got to keep the thing from freaking... you know, like killing everyone on board.
it's already dead. No, I get that. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just looking. Yeah, this is, I don't want to talk Chargers. I'd rather talk national stuff, talk about Mahomes, Rodgers all day. Chargers should be boycotted from all San Diego stations. And again, I think if you listen to the way, truthfully, all San Diego sports talk stations don't spend a lot of time on the Chargers. Let's be honest. They don't. I mean, that they don't.
Okay. Well, yeah, because it's, I mean, Rich. I wish we didn't have breaks.
Wait, we do?
We have breaks, yeah.
Wait, I wanted to see something. Hold on. Where was this? I'm new to... Okay, let me just pull this up. Let's get back on the rails, on the tracks. Okay, so hey guys, I'm new to baseball and really like the Padres. I'm wondering, is Waldron an above average pitcher? Is this like a fantasy question? Is this like a, he's been well above average this year. He's also unique. He's a one of one because of what he throws, which is a knuckleball.
His last what? Like 10? 15 starts, 10 to 15 starts?
Maybe it's 15, but maybe 10, 11.
He's been one of the better pitchers in baseball. And he didn't pitch well on Sunday, but it wasn't like overly bad. I think
it wasn't crazy. Four runs, you know?
Yeah. But he's been really good for this team. And where would this team be without Matt Waldron?
San Diego, like I like to say.
They'd be playing in San Diego, John.
All right, I guess in Arlington, truthfully. Carson, thank you. There's been a lot of J-Riff Jonathan talk tonight. It's kind of dominated the show. Carson, thank you. Says Jonathan's throat got sore during radio. No, I did it. We talked to him after the show. He sounded completely good to me. What do you think about this idea?
It happens sometimes.
Oh, dude, it's the worst.
Like, if you don't have that buffer, if you don't have, like, somebody to feed off of, and some people are great at it. Like, it's tough, dude. It's tough.
The toughest part of it all is just if you don't feel well. Jim every third day because he's sneezing, or me every 6 months because I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's what makes it. And people are like, oh, like, you think it's like complaining about the stupidest thing. Oh, it's hard to talk now, but it kind of sucks when your job is to do it, you know?
Exactly.
What do you think of John's front page to combat Jim's back page?
Top sports news stories at the beginning of the show to contrast
the back page. Yeah, we kind of talk. I mean, our top story is always whatever the hell is going on with the Padres, by and large.
Right. Yeah, I think if we did like a that's what we do for the wrap every day. Those are the top news stories, and we ask questions about it, and we talk about it.
Right.
So.
Correct. Hold on. I do want to mention this, and we can get back to the conversation for a handful of minutes because we still have time. There's just not a lot. I mean, real quick before we get to Underdog, I mean, injury updates were what? That's really the story. What did Schilt say? That Bogaerts might begin a rehab soon. What were the takeaways from the injury updates that we heard from him this afternoon?
Can't be starting a rehab assignment.
Yeah.
He was in the lineup tonight.
For Lake Elsinore, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Bogey starting a rehab assignment soon. Was there anything on Darvish?
I thought he commented on everyone, but I don't know. I kind of forget. I'm confused by it all right now.
There's a lot there. It's just it's hard. It's hard during the show, and you're just like, okay, what's going on? Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, Machado today DH for the fourth time in five games, and he said today it's the long haul, and that's why we're doing it. So if there's a spot to do it, we'll do it, and that's fine. And then the update on Bogaerts was he's ready to go. He said Tuesday afternoon, following a CT scan Monday, the team agrees he's ready to resume playing. So he's shooting to return to the big leagues before the All-Star break, possibly for the Braves-Padres series that begins July 12th, possibly. And then Mike Shilto said there's no timeline for Bogaerts being activated, but team officials have expressed the belief he will need a week to 10 days on his rehab assignment. I'm thinking after All-Star break. Does it even matter if it's the Braves series or the one after? That's your timeline. It's right then. Maybe the series after the Braves series. I would wait till after the All-Star break, Jim, because I get extra time. I got four more days. I'm going to use that to my advantage.
Yeah, don't be like, hey, you want to return for the final two games of the first half? You're like,
so dumb. Just take 4 days off?
Just if anything, put him on a rehab assignment during the All-Star break. Like, do they play any game? They play on
Wednesday? A great question. Like you're saying, are minor league games going on during the Major League All-Star break?
No. I know they don't. No, I know nothing's played on Monday, Tuesday. But what about Wednesday?
No, Major League games?
No, not major
league
games.
They're off for four. There are minor league games going on some of those 4 days. So he could rehab that week, to your point. We've said this a lot, and I'll still say it even after these losses. Like, slow down, man. Take time. Take time. Get this thing right.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I look at it. Right. What was I going to say? All right. Yeah. Let me get to Underdog Fantasy here, guys. Listen, if you are looking for a great place to play fantasy sports, there's no better place than Underdog Fantasy. And here's the thing. If you use promo code PODSRAP by clicking the link in the description down below or going to underdogfantasy.com or downloading the app, you're getting a free special pick and up to a $250 first time deposit offer. They're going to match 50% of your first deposit. You deposit $500, they're giving you $250 free. You could deposit $50 and they'll give you $25 free. They'll give you the free special pick. You can play pick'ems beginning tomorrow. You can do it across all sports. WNBA is going on right now. Obviously, college football and the NFL are going to be here before we know it. Major League Baseball action every single day, including Padres games. It's simple, higher or lower contesting. You think Manny Machado is going to have higher or lower than one total base or higher or lower than a half home run. You pick two or more and you can win. And you can win hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. You can win 325 times your money in a single night. Think about that, playing pick'ems. You can play Padres pick'ems. Again, use promo code PODSRAP. That's PADSWRAP. You get the free special pick, Jim. Plus you get the $250 first time deposit offer.
Yes, download the Underdog Fantasy app right now. Use promo code PODSRAP. Sign up, play. I don't know how, like, download the Underdog Fantasy app. It's just super fun to play. It's super easy, super simple, and you can win big time money like we have. So download the app, QR code right there, promo code PODSRAP, PADSWRAP.
What was I going to say? I don't think anything really. Because we kind of hit on the injuries. The Machado Yates hasn't been in the field for the last 5 days. I'm not concerned about it. What else?
Nothing.
Nothing else, really.
Nothing else.
Nothing really else. Let's do this. We'll do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 9:30. Again, the game's going to be earlier because they're in Texas. So, you know, the game will be over by, I don't know, not later than 8 probably. 8 p.m. Pacific, but we do it at our normal time, which is 9:30. And then, of course, there's the July 4th game. We're not doing a show on July 4th, but we will be back Friday to kick off that series against, is it Arizona? It's Arizona. Is that what we said? Arizona's at home on Friday.
Arizona. Yeah, they have, let's see here, John. So you got, where are we at? Oh, yeah, Texas, Arizona, Seattle, Atlanta. Yeah. Okay. Now look, let me just real quick here, because I didn't touch on it before the series. We didn't touch on it before the series. You face Eovaldi tonight. Eovaldi having a really good season.
Yep.
Okay. Tomorrow you face John Gray, who's also having
quality
quality good season.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who you face on Thursday?
I would say, like, maybe someone like Max Scherzer or something like that.
Someone like Max Scherzer.
Oh, so, actually, it is Max Scherzer.
Yeah. So you get...
And by the way, you're throwing Adam Mazur. You're not throwing, you know, Yu Darvish.
No. I don't know what's going to happen with Arizona this weekend, but all I care about is the Texas series, and the Texas Rangers are throwing out their basically 1-2-3.
Well, their season's kind of on the line here in July, isn't it? I mean, they're kind of not buried, maybe, but close to buried, where they're still 7 games out of a playoff spot. They got to make hay now, I would say, in July. They're not going to do it after that. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time. They've lost 6 straight. They've won 2 straight after losing 6 straight. The Padres were 9-1 over 10. Now the Padres have lost 2 straight. You bring up a really good point. Gray and Scherzer after tonight with Eovaldi, like, this is no walk in the park. And one of these games, if not both of them, the offense has to really show up. Like, I want to see this, you know, kind of vintage lineup that at times has looked spectacular this year. At times has looked spectacular with the Profars and the Merrills, Machado recently, Arise. But the last 2 days has looked, I mean, not good. You know, pedestrians putting it very nicely. I mean, they've been not good, but it's 2 games. Okay, it's 2 games. But if, to your point, if 2 games becomes 4,
then
truthfully, if 2 games becomes 3, I'll be concerned tomorrow night. If it's another clunker and it's a 6-1 loss tomorrow, 6-2 loss, that's a concern. I mean, you can't have 3 consecutive games you don't show up and you just get kind of rolled over in.
Or if it becomes 4 or 5 or 5 of 6, or, you know, don't waste and throw away literally right away what you just accomplished in your last 11 games, or I guess 10 games.
10 and yeah.
Yeah. So 9-1. You went 9-1. Don't turn that into like a 3-7 stretch right after.
Yeah, don't turn 9-1 into, oh, they went 10-10 over 20 games.
Exactly. No. That can't happen. You need to go like 18-7, right? Or whatever, yeah. Whatever it is. I don't
like
know.
At least they know Gray better than some unknown rookie. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys have probably seen a lot of John Gray over the years with Colorado, but we'll see what it looks like tomorrow in Arlington. Game 2 of a 3-game series tomorrow. We're going to be talking about all of it tomorrow on San Diego Sports 760 at 3 p.m. Please join us, John and Jim. San Diego Sports 760, the free iHeartRadio app on YouTube. Just search for John and Jim 760. If you haven't subscribed to this channel or that channel, we really would appreciate it. If you do, we're kind of chugging along for 6,500 subscribers. I'm even looking right now. We're 44 away. We could use your help. If you're here live or on replay, please subscribe. We have year-round content for Padres fans. We are the home of Real Padres Talk, which I think a number of you do appreciate. You can smash the like button. We'd appreciate that. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Thank you for the super thanks if you are here on replay. And thank you for your support of our partners as well. Our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. If you have an insurance need, thank you, Donnie. Thank you, guys. Let us know if you've subscribed. Put it in the chat right now. And if you're here on replay, put it in the comments if you've subscribed. We appreciate it. Mova Globes, thank you. Use promo code PWS10. PWS10. You'll get that 10% off your first Mova Globe. A number of you have taken advantage of that offer. And again, Underdog Fantasy, use promo code PADSRAP. That's PADSWRAP. You'll get a free special pick and a deposit match up to $250 using promo code PADSRAP. That's PADSWRAP. We appreciate you guys. We seriously do. We are here for you. So we appreciate you hanging out with us on the wrap-up show and on John and Jim. Until tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. on John and Jim, and tomorrow night on the wrap-up show for Jim, I'm John. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye, Jim.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this? A movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.